when it really matters. News Talk 780 KOH.
From the KOH News Center, I'm Trevor Smith. Physician-assisted suicide is again being debated at the state legislature, and while many look at it as a merciful death for someone who is terminally ill, it makes others, including doctors, very uncomfortable. Dr. Brian Callister told KOH's Dan Mason show he's faced pressure after transferring patients to Oregon in hopes of getting them life-saving care, but this is what he's heard.
And when I was discussing the cases with the insurance medical directors in both instances, he said, we won't cover the procedure, but by the way, have you considered assisted suicide?
Dr. Callister is concerned people could be pressured to end their lives too soon. Nevada Assemblyman says we're going to need some of the taxes collected on recreational marijuana to deal with some of the social damage it may cause.
GOP Assemblyman Keith Picard's an attorney who practices family law, and he says his personal opinion about legalization is not relevant. He says the people decided they want it, but he says there will be social costs. He cites issues from Amsterdam on Nevada Newsmakers. Pot has been legal there for years.
One of the things that they noticed was there was a significant increase in the rates of psychosis that were presenting themselves in hospitals and psychiatric wards. And so we expect some of that.
Picard also expects emergency room visits from young people who've over-ingested marijuana edibles and for marijuana to come up a lot in divorce and custody cases. Jim Fannin, News Talk 780 KOH.
Douglas County Board of Commissioners has declared a state of emergency in preparation for the potential flooding associated with spring runoff and stormy conditions this weekend. The declaration has been submitted to the state and will allow regional partners to expedite mitigation efforts as well as speed up the delivery of resources required to more effectively respond to an emergency. East Fork Fire Protection District Chief and County Emergency Manager Todd Carlini says Douglas County is still dealing with the storms from January and February. Right now, traffic and weather together on News Talk 780 KOH. Down there in that area, Kingsbury Grade closed between Lake Tahoe and Carson Valley due to rock and mudslides. Chains and snow tires required between Dayton and Virginia City. Same goes for Highway 50 from Carson headed to Lake Tahoe in the Mount Rose Highway.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jeff Thompson in the Colo 8 First Alert Weather Center. Still a few rain and snow showers in the picture
this
through this afternoon.
This is the news and talk of Nevada.
Tonight, now, clearing sky. Going to be cold out there. Look for a pretty low number in Reno Sparks, down in the upper 20s. We're back in the mid-50s under partly cloudy sky on Sunday.